K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
All right, listen up.
Hey, guys, how's it going this morning?
How are you?
Oh, I've been better.
What is it? We need to find out what's wrong with you. What's your name?
My name's Dennis.
All right, Dennis, you want to let us know why things could be going better?
Yeah, so, I was calling to see if you guys could help me get to the bottom of, I had a date with this girl named Erica, and, you know, it's like, as dates go, you can sometimes tell if things aren't going well, but, like, we went to El Toro, and before she even finished her food, she just got up and left.
Stop.
Yeah, I mean, I think, like, maybe she had two bites of her taco and then just, like, abruptly left.
Did she get sick or anything? Was she okay?
I mean, she had gone to the bathroom, like, right before that, but I think just to wash her hands. Like, I don't think she was sick. And then, like, came back to the table and, like I said, like, two bites later, just, like, excused herself and just left.
Did you at least get her food in a to-go box for yourself?
Jesus, Woody! So you can't get hold of her, basically, right, Dennis?
Look, you know, I realize when conversations go, like, sideways or whatever, but, I mean, I just kind of want to know so I don't, like, make whatever mistake again.
Well, you think maybe this is where we could step in, Nancy?
I think that's why he's calling, kiddo.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I mean, that'd be great. Like, I just need to know, like, is there something wrong with me?
You just want closure.
Yeah, I mean, that would be great.
Well, we'll give her a call and see if we can't find out what went wrong.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
What's happening?
Hello?
Hey, yeah, are we speaking to Erica?
This is she. Who's this?
Well, hello, this is Nancy and Woody from K99.1 FM. How are you this morning?
Okay. Did I win something, or what's going on?
Well, you know what? Maybe you did. We do something on our show every day called Second Date Update, where you've gone out with somebody and something went wrong, so they contact us to help you go out again. So does Dennis sound familiar?
You're kidding, right?
No, we just talked to him, said you guys went to El Toro, and then you just up and disappeared, basically, out of nowhere.
This man has no shame. He has no shame at all. How dare he? What is he, a f***ing idiot?
Whoa!
Well, he said he couldn't understand what went wrong, and that's why...
He couldn't understand what went wrong?
Yeah, that's why he called us.
Are you serious?
No, yeah!
Oh, my God. I think his mom may have dropped him on his head when he was born. So I went to the bathroom, and I left my purse in the booth. I didn't think anything of it. I generally don't take my purse with me. It's no need.
Right.
I come back, and I am watching this man take my stuff was all over the tabletop. He took out my tampons from my bag.
Oh.
My phone, my wallet. I mean, even my address book was on the top of the table, and he's just going through it, going through all my stuff. I mean, I was shocked, and I sat down and I said to him, well, you know, why is my stuff all over the table, and why were you going through my stuff? And he gave me some lame excuse, and I took a bite of my dinner and realized I was paralyzed and shocked, to be honest with you. And I said, no, I can't do this. So I put everything back in my bag and I walked out.
Erica, you know what? I bet you felt violated, because I know I would have.
I mean, my parents don't even do that.
So he didn't even try to hide the fact that he was going through your personal items in your purse?
He gave me some stupid excuse about how the bag fell and that he was just putting everything away. But if it falls, it falls on the floor. It doesn't fall on a tabletop. I mean, even before I sat down at the table, I see him rustling through my wallet. Now, obviously, no one really carries cash anymore. I maybe had a few bucks in there. So I wasn't worried about it. In fact, you know what? Let me take that back. I wish he did take the money. At least I'd know he's a kleptomaniac. This is ridiculous. I was just shocked.
First off, like, I got to say something. Her purse
what?
Fell on the floor.
Who is this?
Who is this?
It's Dennis.
This is the guy you think wanted to steal your stuff or rifle through your stuff. I was trying to be nice. When your purse hit the ground and everything flew out, and I started picking stuff up, it wasn't until I picked up the tampons that I realized, like, whoa, what am I doing here? And I just stacked it all up on the table. Your wallet fell open. Your cards fell out on the floor. Why, if you were so concerned, why don't you ask one of the servers? Like, I picked it up and was putting the stuff back in there. I didn't want to steal anything from you.
That doesn't even make sense, because I walked out of the bathroom and I stood there for a good 10 to 15 seconds watching you going through my stuff.
You watching me
and
put
if you
stuff
were just
back
picking
together,
stuff up from the floor and dumping it in my bag,
why didn't you
should have just done
ask
that.
Ask me more questions. Be like, what happened? I could have explained to you. I could have gotten the server to explain it to you. Instead, you took like a bite and you got up and left.
Why would I get the server involved? It was just you.
If you didn't think if you thought I was going through your stuff, wouldn't you think like you wanted to verify it instead of just like accusing
no,
me?
No, there was no one else
nice?
There to verify it. And if things fell on the floor, yes, and the server was helping you put everything back, that would make sense. But
the
I didn't
server,
see that.
Was the server,
I
like,
saw everything
what they were
on,
doing.
On
they
the table.
What I did. They watched what I did. Like,
listen, all I know is that everything
you're
was on the table.
Like,
I stood there watching you go through my wallet.
Oh, yeah, your Walmart card. I really want that. Your Starbucks gift card. Oh, please.
What does that have to do with anything?
Like,
it's a credit card.
So lucky.
I don't
let
care if it says Walmart
so
or Bitcoin on it. It's a credit card. One has nothing to do with the fact that you were going through my stuff.
I'm sure they're at their limit. I'm much like I am at this point. There was so much in her purse. Like, I'm going to tell you, like, it basically hit the ground and exploded. Like, receipts, old lady candy. Just like the whole, it was just like a mess.
How does that
and like I was
you
just
in
to do
any
nice
way.
Thing.
How does it bother you? It's my purse. Did I make you drop?
It doesn't
you
bother me. I was just trying to clean it up.
Sake.
Oh, should I have just left it on the floor so that like
you
everybody else
what?
Had to walk around?
Enough
it?
Is enough. You were trying to get in my phone too.
Yeah, hold on. He was going through your phone, Dennis. Explain that.
All I did was pick up her phone. I didn't go through it. It has a lock on it. I mean, come on.
Yeah, you tried, though.
Much
I didn't
like
watch
her purse
you try.
Should.
I think it just sounds like a misinterpretation, you know? I mean,
for sure.
I don't see any foul play here.
Well, I guess we can offer up a second date then, right?
You can try.
Okay, guys, what we can do here at K99.1 FM, we've heard both of your sides of this story, and we've got a limo that we're willing to offer you, a $150 gift card to go to dinner or do something fun, some concert tickets or movie tickets, but the only thing is you both have to agree to go on the second date right now or you lose all of that.
All right, let me go first. No.
Okay.
I'm surprised she didn't want to stick more things in her purse.
Okay.
You know, you get another gift card, some tickets. Probably you could put the like the sandwich for or like the tacos back in there. I mean, that way, you or maybe you could like put like a little camera in there and you could see what happens next time.
So you say no too, hon?
Oh, for sure, no.
The K99.1 FM 730
Second Date Update.